What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Spike on the Mic Show.
Yay!
I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic. And we're coming at you live from the undisclosed location, the U, the L, and the C. That's our undisclosed location central. Speaking of coming from undisclosed location central, we have an award-deserving show for you tonight. We're having a great award-deserving show tonight with our well-known, much popular, world-class resistance fighters. Who are the resistance fighters, you ask? Let me introduce the fight. The guy just woke up. I'm surprised he's still here, because I would have bet money that he would have been snoring and sleeping. This is my man with a fresh new haircut, Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I am sticking like Rick James after a long night out, baby.
What? Hey, hold on a second. You looking fresh, Gas Man. Why is this?
Because I haven't been to sleep yet. You know, I work my overnight shift, and usually I sleep like 2 or 3 hours and wake up and leave the show at 7 p.m. at night, but I haven't been at work at night yet. Yeah, I haven't been asleep yet, so I got straight off of work, and I'm still awake. So.
Whoa, we
I'm fresh out of the shower, man. I'm, showering and shaved. Oh, fresh, man.
We appreciate the effort. We appreciate the effort. Speaking of appreciating the effort, this guy here puts the sounds in your eardrums. He makes the noise that go, Au Francois, he is the one. He's only PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like lies to a Republican.
Republican. That's going to stick. And coming all the way back from assignment, way on the other side, where she went to the Anchilly. Way he's going to Muslim, Anchilly's. This is the lovely and talented Miss Billy. Miss Billy, welcome back. And how you sticking?
I am sticking like somebody that is still suffering from jet lag.
Oh.
Jet lag is a mother. That's real, man.
How long did it take you to come back?
How long to come back?
I don't understand. When did I get back?
No, how long did it take you to come back?
You was at Antilles, and then you flew back to America.
No, I was in the Azores.
Okay.
Right. And the flight from the Azores to the United States was 5.5 hours.
And then then you had to wait and fly home.
And then I waited a day overnight, and I flew home from Boston.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that adds up.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we understand where the jet lag is. Okay.
Well, no, it's a 4 hour difference, and so I keep waking up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and then I can't go back to sleep, and then I I stay up late because I'm trying to adjust, and I wind up with like 2 or 3 nights hours sleep.
I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, but then I just pee and I go back to bed. Yeah,
well, that's
it's not that doesn't happen for me. I wake up, I pee, and then I stare at the ceiling.
Oh, that's the benefits of going to the Ozarks. All right. So
Azores.
Ozarks was closer than you were before, though.
Okay, well, listen, you know why we're here, ladies and gentlemen? We're here for one reason and one reason only.
I hate when you say that.
The voice of, voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
Spike, I'm sticking like somebody just observed that the Gas Man and Blee both look flavor fresh when they stay up all night.
Yeah, it's true.
They both look fantastic.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
They really thank you.
That's amazing. What's the deal with that? I think if I stayed up all night, I'd look like this.
Yes, exactly.
And I didn't even stay up all night.
But some of us sleep is detrimental. That's what I'm coming to the conclusion of.
apparently, that for you guys, that must be true.
You can. I want to voice a reason. We're going to do our popular segment called "What Grinds Your Grits."
Yeah.
Gears.
Gears. Okay. You can add two things to it. PW grinds. His gears are grind when I say you're the reason we're here.
Exactly.
And
Venom style.
Mike Grangham Gears is when he does that, when he gets condom style.
Condom style.
Grangham Gears. Yeah. My bad.
Don't hit it. I know I saw him looking for it.
I did. I know where it is now. I'm ready.
Hit it. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, this is Resistance Fighters here. We are here to play with you and to play with ourselves. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Eager. And if you're wondering, the Hanging Chad is also out on assignment today. And we have no idea where Kim is. She's always assigning something. But, you know, the show must go on and we will fight through the pain and give you the greatest award-deserving show possible. So with that said, we want you guys to know that we are here. We talk about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Woo, that's my daily exercise out there, the past, the present, and the future. We have got a show for you today.
Oh, look, it's Mr. Pooh.
It's Mr. Pooh coming by the screen. There you go. All right, so so let's go ahead and kick off this show with a what I like to call topic-changing music.
All right, we're going directly into our first topic here on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right, I like to call this topic here, this thing called violent loss. Hold on a second. Not yet, PW.
All right.
Stolen valor. I like to call this topic stolen value. Stolen valor.
Valor.
Yeah. Okay, all start right. over. I like to call this topic stolen valor.
Stolen valor.
Right. And this should really just really piss off a lot of you people out there. There's a guy... Okay. By the name of Joseph Gray. He's 53 years of old.
Oh, I'm pissed off already.
I think he's in the Carolina area. Well, this homeboy, he applied for disability insurance, coverage for veterans.
Okay.
And they denied him his 100% disability. So he went to court with them in a wheelchair. And he said he hasn't walked in 10 years and he's lost the use of his left arm. Well, after going through, evaluations, they awarded this guy in the last 10 years, I think, $256,000. Well, this is back in 2017. So how many years? Right. That's been 6 years. And he's got 200. So he's been in a wheelchair.
Not really much money when you think about that amount of time.
Yeah. If he was wounded in the war. And
6 years? I've made more than $200,000 in 6 years.
Oh, well, then.
And I'm retired.
But this is from doing nothing.
I'm doing nothing.
He was injured in the war.
That means he's doing nothing. He's retired. That means he's doing nothing.
Yeah. I couldn't do less.
Well, they decided to follow him around. And, of course, they have video of him walking down the street, coming out of a restaurant with the go bag. And then they even found him leaving a pet store with a bag of dog food over his left shoulder, left arm, carrying the stuff right there.
Probably 50 pounds.
Yeah, really. Yeah. So government pounced on him. The Department of Veteran Affairs pounced on him. And now they're charging him with 5 years of in prison for fraud.
Oh, man.
Well, they're trying to force him to get back into a wheelchair? Is that what they're trying to do?
Well,
only the fourth reason would see it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Well, no. And here's the kicker-caroo of it there. His wife, Paula, they've also convicted her of conspiracy to fraud to the government because she went along with his scheme.
Oh. So
question to the resistance fighters. Is this justice served or does justice not serve? And I'll start out with you. Voice of reason.
I don't know. I mean, the guy was miraculously cured, right?
Yes.
And now they're trying to force him back into a wheelchair and trying to cripple, make him so he doesn't use his arms anymore.
Oh, man. Yeah. Ain't that something?
That doesn't seem right to me.
Well, like I say, how about you, Miss Billis?
Absolutely justice served.
And
he lied to the government to get money. Period.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goes to jail.
Gas man?
Absolutely justice served. I have a dog in this fight because I was in a rear-end car accident.
Ooh.
Right? I was going to see Van Halen with Sammy Hagar, one of my favorite bands of all time. We got rear-ended so bad, knocked my hat off of my head. I refused ambulance service to go to the hospital, right? Because I had to see Sammy Hagar and Eddie Van Halen. I saw him play live, so it's completely worth it, right?
Yeah.
So Eddie Van Halen play live. So what happened was I went to the lawyer after that, to the doctor. I couldn't go to the gym. I couldn't do anything because they said, my lawyer said, they have people following you around. He said, stay away. This was back when I was competing bodybuilding and everything, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't go to the gym. I couldn't go to my second job because if you have a back injury, you can't do anything.
Sure. Right?
So if you're incapacitated, you're incapacitated. So I couldn't do anything. So yes, if you're defrauding and you're still out there doing stuff, and I didn't do anything because I couldn't. Yeah, it's justice served.
Well, hold on a second. Back to your original point. You was rear-ended. You said so hard that it knocked your hat off?
Yeah. You wear a hat on your head? No, no, I'm saying. You know how your hat's on your head?
Yeah. I mean, if you get hit.
How hard do you got to hit a hat to knock it off your head? Think about it.
Exactly.
How hard do you got to get hit to knock it?
Now that I think about it, you're right. You're right. But it sounds funny, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounded funny to me. So I was like laying on the floor in the car.
But then,
what the hell just happened?
But then you got up enough to go see Eddie.
Well, yeah, there was tickets. Dude, you know, come on.
I wasn't going to miss that show. You know how much pain I was in. And plus, I refused the ambulance ride.
Well, that's
they didn't take me to the hospital. I refused the ambulance ride.
Right.
Because I said, I'm not missing this show.
So you went from the accident to the Halens. And,
yep.
And then you.
And I self-medicated with alcohol.
But then,
so I was good that night.
Now the question is, and then you tried to claim damages?
No, yeah, I went to the hospital eventually. The day. I was damaged because there was a record of the car accident.
Oh, okay.
There was a record of the car accident.
And then everybody told you, man, you just shut up and get on about your life.
No, my lawyer told me that. He said, dude, don't do anything. Don't go to the gym. If you go to work, do light duty because, and you're right, they have people following you.
Right, right. Oh, okay. All right.
Because
so
you have a claim against it.
And
I didn't get rich off of it. I just wanted my body to be healed and be made whole, and that was it. I wasn't trying to sue anybody for millions of dollars.
Yeah, that's true. Like I say, this guy, PW, what do you think? Valor has been stolen?
I think it's totally justified.
Justified. Okay. The guy, like I say, he was charged, and he was responsible for $264,000 in restitution damages. I'm thinking...
Exactly.
That dude should have got paid more. I think 10 years in prison is with hard time served. And his wife, she is also arrested too. She also served 10 years. Because one of the stories is the neighbor said they never saw this dude in a wheelchair unless he was getting ready to go to court.
Yeah.
The wife said that she couldn't work because she had to care for her husband.
Yeah.
But after the trial, I just read this, after the trial, immediately after the trial, he spent like $130,000 on like home improvements so he wouldn't have to pay that back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, nice. Wow. That's a long con.
Yeah.
I'd be interested in seeing this guy's income taxes. I bet he cheats on his income taxes too.
Yeah, I'd like him to do my income taxes.
Yeah, because do you think that the government benefits he got, do you have to tax on that or that's tax free?
Disability benefits are tax free.
Yeah, but he's probably not paying any taxes in. He wants to have it one way where he takes the money out, but he doesn't want to put any money in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that I'll agree with that.
Mm.
But see, the thing was, I was legitimately injured though. I couldn't do stuff like I usually do. It took me 20 minutes to get out of the bed the next day. I mean, so I just wanted my body to be healed like I was 100%.
I
wanted, and my medical bills were paid for, which is all I wanted out of it. Now, they got a little bit of money after that, but I wasn't trying to. This kid was like 17 years old. She was just, you know, I'm not trying to ruin her life over a dumb kid.
Yeah.
Kids do stupid stuff, you know? I just wanted my body to be
healed. And it's not like this money was covering his medical bills because he was a veteran. The VA was covering his medical bills.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, serious. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, I was thinking. I'm saying, well, I know we got a lot of people who served in the service and, you know, take that stuff to heart. So this stolen valor story should really touch, you know.
Yeah, because as a veteran myself, there are veterans that really need that benefit, that need that money. And he's trying to rip them off.
Yeah,
exactly.
He should go to jail. I mean, that's why I don't go to the VA, even though I could. I'm a combat veteran. I'm honored to be discharged. I don't even go to the VA because I got medical insurance through my work. But I don't want to tie up somebody, a veteran who doesn't have a job. They really need it, you know?
Exactly.
Because it's such a long red tape.
Listen
thing.
To you.
There's some guy that needs it worse than I do. So I'll just stay out
of it. Hey, let's vote for Gas Man as Citizen of the Year.
Yeah, or better, the Voice of Reason.
No, he, yeah.
Yeah, let's make him the Voice of Reason.
You got the right attitude.
Yeah.
You got the right attitude.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Because, I mean, I don't need it. I mean, I got to see my work. There's somebody that needs it worse than me, so. Let them get my time in line. Mine will come later when I get older.
All right. So without further ado, I think it's time for topic-changing music.
Holy mackerel. All right, here comes another topic. Way better than the topic you just heard on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right, I like to call this topic here, Kiss My Whole Entire Egg Roll.
Kiss my whole entire egg roll.
Right. You were going blue for a minute there, bud.
This story here is about a lady, a 29-year-old named Chinese lady named Zhang. I'm just calling her Zhang because can't pronounce none of that stuff. Okay, now check this story out and tell me what you think about this. And Billy, slow down before you start looking it up.
Too late.
Yeah, really. If she
I don't have any information. I don't have any information except for it's about a Chinese woman whose name isn't Jane.
Yeah, it's Zhang.
Zhang.
Close enough. Okay. All right. So anyway, when she was 2 years old, 2 years of age, born, her biological parents disowned her, not disowned her. They abandoned her, so to speak. They abandoned her, and so she was raised by her father's sister, and she was considered her aunt in the family. And so, you know, she was raised there, and her biological family had little or rare contact with her at all. Right? And so everything's going good, and so now Zhang grew up to be a 29-year-old lady, and so she used her savings and her money to buy her cousin an apartment. Well, when she did that, her biological parents reappeared in her life and then reported to saying that since you bought your cousin an apartment, you need to buy your biological brother an apartment as well.
What?
Well, Zhang told them to kiss her entire egg roll.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the story doesn't end there.
No.
Does it? That should have been the end of it.
It should have been.
No. Zhang's estranged parents sued Zhang for approximately $71,000 for parental maintenance. So they saying that, you know, we are your kid. You're our kid. And now we want to sue you for $71,000 in parental maintenance because you're supposed to take care of your brothers. Now,
what?
Story doesn't end there, which is kind of even odd. Under civil code in China, the adult children have a legal obligation to support their parents regardless of their estrangements or their abandonment.
All right. So, yeah. And in other words, when their parents become elderly and dependent on others,
right?
You have to take care of them.
So, question to resistance fighters. Who do you side with? Do you side, if you were the judge and jury, do you reside with the parents or you reside with the daughter on should she pay for her biological brother's apartment? Start out with you, Billis.
No, she should not pay for her biological brother's apartment. Well, mean, that's honestly, that's up to her. She shouldn't give her parents any money, is how I feel about it. She may have, like, you know, it's not her brother's fault that her parents abandoned her, and her brother might be a nice person. They may have a relationship and she may want to help him out, but not at the beck and call of her parents who abandoned her.
Yeah. PWs, how would you rule on this lawsuit?
Well, I'm kind of concerned because my daughter just said she wasn't going to take care of me.
You can sue, though.
I can sue. So that's important. Yes, I would sue my daughter.
For parental maintenance.
Oh, Billy, watch out. Watch out. The wheels are turning.
That's it. Yeah, I'm really suing Billy for parental maintenance.
Right. So voice of reason.
Good luck. Good luck getting any money out of me.
Oh, God.
I ain't got none.
Oh, well, see, that's what screws it up. Yeah.
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 Now, voice of reason, what say you?
I guess, no, I don't think she's obligated to. They didn't. Did they contribute anything to her support at all when she was growing up? Like, no, did they donate money to the sister to help raise her? Or
the article said that they had rarely contacted her throughout her life, and they, you know, basically abandoned her.
Okay, but according to Chinese law, she is chattel. She is
chattel.
She is
chattel.
Well, yes, yeah, she's to be used. She can be used by her parents in any way that they see fit.
So who does she tell?
According to law. Mm-hmm. So
you know the law. How would you rule?
I guess if it's the law that she's supposed to take care of them, then it'll all balance out eventually. I mean, she will have to take care of them, but then her children will. She can be abused them, and and they would have to support her later on. So it's all sort of legally equal.
Mm.
Equals out in the end.
All right.
Guess. I really don't. I'm kind of torn 50-50. I don't want her to because I'm kind of thinking the parents are taking advantage of her. But right. She still will have the opportunity legally to take advantage of her children.
Gas man.
The voice reason just threw me off with this whole diatribe.
Yeah,
I don't think she should be. She shouldn't have to take care of her brother. He had the same advantage as she did, I would imagine, even if he wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, as good as I mean, she's able-bodied and capable. She shouldn't be responsible for taking care of her brother. He can take care of himself.
Right. Well,
maybe he can't.
You guys would be happy to know the court ruled that although Zhang is not obligated to buy her brother an apartment, she must negotiate the amount with her parents and pay for the parental maintenance fee. So they saying that you don't have to buy the guy an apartment, but you and your parents that filed a lawsuit against you, y'all gotta, you know, come up with a settlement for that. Cause I would have ruled my whole egg roll, kiss everything about me. I wouldn't have paid for Jack, Judo. Matter of fact, I would have.
You and me, either, no.
Yeah, I would have moved out of Canada.
But in the United States, you would have won. The law doesn't, you know, it's the, in China, it's the law. And it's because, and you know, she was probably abandoned because she was a girl.
Oh, yeah, because he kept their guess. Well, I don't know if it's true. They kept the brother, right?
That's why we abandoned you. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And my sister.
Yes. But PW, you can sue under civil code.
Oh, this is cool. Yeah.
Rental taking care of law, whatever it is.
Yeah, what's it called?
In the Chinese law, you can sue.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill, how would you like to go to China with us?
Yeah, want to go to China? You just came from
China.
Ozark. Yeah, parental China. Maintenance. Remember that. That's the code word.
I was not in the Ozarks. It was in the Azores.
Well, isn't that like right next door to them?
Yeah.
No, totally. Not even a little bit.
You're right.
Of course, Greg John Bender, not even close, bud.
No, right. But both of them are on the earth.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah.
And they kind of sound like, I guess, A came before O. So that's why they did it, Ozark and Azark. Anyway, why would they call
University
it Ozark?
University of Florida Education, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, you ain't never lied.
Hey, all right, Spike,
so let's go ahead.
Isn't it time for a political ad?
Well, let's go ahead and do when we do.
I.e., I got a pee.
Yeah.
No.
Before we do that, let's give a shout out to our sponsors.
Oh, okay. I must have to press a button that says sponsors somewhere. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us
recording
on
in
Instagram
progress
at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Did we just hear something that was very important?
Yes. Yes, we did.
And we'll yeah. go past that. Let's not talk about it. Let's just,
all right.
Let's just look away because I heard something. And I was like, oh, that's different.
All right. Here comes another ad. You ready?
Governor Ron DeSantis supports former Nazi leader Adolf Hitler. In fact, DeSantis voted with Adolf Hitler 100% of the time. 100%. DeSantis hates Christmas and once kicked a puppy for no reason. DeSantis drinks expired milk and never washes his hands after using the restroom. Never. Randy Ron DeSantis wants to boil police and to declaw firemen and first responders. DeSantis often walks backwards and likes to wear a panda suit. He even rubs navel jelly on school children. DeSantis wants to require all teachers to either drive school buses or act as crossing guards. And worst of all, DeSantis doesn't even have a pancreas. No pancreas.
Paid for by people who pay for things.
Okay. First of all, where do you find navel jelly?
Navel jelly? It's available in every hardware store.
Navel jelly. All right. And I'm not mad at walking backwards. That's I ain't mad at that. But we have to say that the views and opinions of that ad does not reflect the views and opinions of Spike on the Mic or any of the resistance fighters. With that being said,
yeah.
I think we should go ahead and do the big A word of the day.
Oh, here we go.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
Ooh, ooh. All right, I understand that because you were a little hesitant, that was a little late.
Oh, no, I thought that was perfect.
Hey, let's take a poll. Voice of reason?
That was perfect. I mean, it came straight. That's like it came straight from the Azores. That's how they would do it there.
Gas man, you
the
on
locals.
Mute. You on mute. So how you, Gas, you on mute?
You're on mute.
Still on mute.
You're on mute, yeah, you're, Gas
yes,
man.
Yes, you are on mute.
Yeah, all right, so.
I think that was right on time.
Hold on a second. Do I have slow internet? Because everybody keeps saying that was right on time. That was a tad corner.
No, right? That really was right on time.
I think it was right on time.
Azor style.
Okay, well, here you go. I'm going to play the big A word of the day three times a day.
All right, here
three
we go.
Three times. We need total silence. And hopefully it comes through. Here is the big A word of the day.
Laconic. Laconic.
Laconic.
Laconic.
Okay, I said three times, and y'all didn't let me play it three times.
Okay, go ahead. Right.
Three times, total silence. One more time.
Laconic.
One.
Laconic.
Two.
Laconic.
Three.
Hey, so that's spelled L-A-C-O-N-I-C, correct?
Yes.
Correctamundos. Correctamundos. Laconic. Voice of reason. Do you know what? How much the ass is getting away? Do you know what the big A word of the day is?
No, I'd have to hear it used in a sentence.
Okay. Gas man, big A word of the day?
Yeah, I do, and I can help voice the reason out, laconic. can be described as Ben Affleck acting.
Oh. Oh. I was gonna say the cousin to Harry Jr.
Harry Connick.
Yeah. Connick, yeah.
You're looking at it all week, didn't you? You're looking at it all week, didn't you? Right. Okay.
Billis, you know what laconic is?
Yes.
Whoa, and of course, not of course. PW, do you know what laconic is?
I do indeed.
Oh, well then we shouldn't have to wait to the end of the show. We should go ahead and let someone explain what does
laconic
mean. Who wants to give a definition of what laconic means?
Ben Affleck acting.
Okay. Stop right there.
With his picture.
Voice of Reason. Do you know what it means now?
If I was going to guess, I think it would be like lazy or something like that. But I'm just guessing.
No.
That's not it? I was going to go, yeah, but okay, then guess, man, since you inserted Harry Connick Jr., not Harry Connick Jr., well, Ben Affleck.
That was you.
Ben Affleck, what is the Connick?
Drab, mundane, boring.
No.
Well, that's what I was sort of thinking along those lines.
All right, then I got to go with PWs. What is laconic?
It's like using the fewest words necessary to explain something.
Oh, concise.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Billy? But it's just somebody of few words. Somebody who, yeah. I mean, it's an adjective that describes words. Somebody that uses as few words as possible.
Right.
So I plotted wrong to Ben Affleck's acting. It's wooden. I should have wooden. Okay, I was wrong. My bad.
No, Gary actually, Cooper. We're close. You know,
Gary Cooper's acting.
Okay.
So Gary Cooper's acting would be considered laconic.
No. The Charlie Chaplin acting would be laconic.
Yes. He would be very laconic. Yes.
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah. A silent film actor, of course. Very good. Really. Right?
So, hey, kudos to me for coming up with the big A word of laconic and being able to define it in a sentence. So, speaking of kudos to me, now we have to do what grinds the Voice of Reason's Greers.
Oh.
Greer?
I've got one for you. I actually have one. And let me know if this kind of bugs you, too.
Is there theme music
for this?
Yes.
I don't think we have music for this.
Yeah.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Yes. All right.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
All right.
I don't think that was the one, though, is it?
No, I thought there was like
violin music or something.
Yeah, I thought it was something. All right, well then, how about this? I'll give you some What Grinds My Gears music. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, no. No music.
Okay, maybe. Oh, well.
All right, here you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Go ahead.
What grinds your
gears? Oh, okay. Well, this is kind of more like, not like that. I'm not really sad about it. I'm kind of a little bit angry about it.
Right. We're sad for you.
I don't think this is the proper music for what I'm about to discuss.
So you want to kill the music?
I'm thinking,
say it.
Yeah, it's really sad, but it doesn't make me sad. It just makes me...
All right. Here's something more appropriate for something you would say.
Yakety sack.
There we go. That's good.
All right.
Have you ever been to a grocery store or like to a drugstore and they ask you the question when you're checking out, do you have a card? Anybody?
Yes.
That grinds my
gears. Why?
And the reason is because they are going to, if you don't pull a card out of your pocket and give them information about yourself, like your name, your address,
telephone number,
they're going to charge you. Yeah, your email. And anything that they connect to your other credit cards or any place you've ever been, they're going to charge you more money for your products.
Who says?
Yeah, why?
They do.
Well, they don't charge you more money.
You got the money you dug out of your backyard with the dirt on it, so you should be good.
So you should be good. You should be good. But with, if you don't identify yourself and give them a lot of information, they are going to charge you a higher price for your piece of meat. Wait a second, Steve.
If you say, no, I have cash, they're going to charge you more?
Yes, they actually charge you more.
No, of course
Your
not.
Gears are grinding.
No. Yeah. The card that he's talking about isn't a credit card. It's like the store card, like if you have a Winn-Dixie's Perks card. Right. That's the card he's talking about.
Thank you, Billy. I didn't explain it right.
You're welcome.
You clarified that for them.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Even though you're paying with cash, if you don't show them your, and I don't want to use anybody, like say what grocery store uses.
Kroger.
Winn-Dixie.
I got a Winn-Dixie card.
Yeah, and which drugstore will let you, cause you to have to pull out this,
I see that. Okay, that now your gears are grounded in the right direction. I got that. You're right. It is. Yeah. It is unfair.
If I were Governor DeSantis, I would banish that from the state.
Along with immigrants on a plane,
even without a pancreas.
Yeah, and with navel jelly.
Yeah,
I would fight my way. I would fight my way through past. Even if I had no pancreas,
really,
I would pull might and main together and get that done.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I'm with you on that. That gear grinding, I'm almost with you. That you shouldn't be punished for not having a store card.
Yeah, I don't think you should. Yeah. That just seems like they're treating people differently.
Yes, but hold on a second. Let's say if you are a fan of the store.
Okay, I'm a big fan of the store.
Shouldn't you get some kind of perks and benefits? Shouldn't the store offer you some perks and benefits of being a fan of their store?
Ooh, that's what that card kind of is, isn't it?
Well, they could give you a balloon.
It's a frequent shopper perks. Frequent shopper perks.
They can give you a balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could give you a balloon to take home with you.
But voice, listen, I'm just talking
about the store's name on it. With the store's name on it.
I'm just saying your gear grinding. Let's say I come to your store. You have a chicken joint. And I come to your store every day and buy chicken from you. And then every day for a year. And then one day, some guy just walks up there. Should he spend the same amount of money, pay the same thing for a chicken sandwich as I did? I've been there.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Like one of those punch cards where you punch the things out and now you got six holes empty.
What happened was.
Yeah, really. Oh, your gears. You're going to change your gear grinding then.
No, I mean, the problem for Steve, if I can speak for him, is that they're collecting information from him.
Yes. Yeah. I think they are.
So?
By using the card, now they've got a whole lot of information about who he is, what he bought. That kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, because when I go to Publix, put my phone number in. When I go to Walgreens, put my phone number in. And I get emails from both of them now.
Yeah.
They can connect that to your credit card.
You're more than welcome to pay more then. Don't do it and pay more. That's the gears that you be grinding. All right, well, thank you for that award-winning episode of What Grinds Your Gears. I like it, actually. It's good. So we're going to keep the show moving with what we haven't done, Cow Chip News.
Ooh, by the way, I'm not done with this yet. I'll be back.
All right.
Like a bad set.
Yeah, really. This is Cow Chip News. What we do, we try to give you something that, like, wow, I did not know that. News of the week. Do you guys know that you cannot eat fried chicken with utensils in Georgia? Gainesville, Georgia. In Gainesville, Georgia, chicken is finger licking, and it's not just a suggestion, it's mandatory.
Wow.
There is a law from 1961 that added as some kind of city code publicity stunt that says that it is illegal to eat fried chicken
with a knife and fork.
But anything other than your fingers. They even took this thing to the extent where in 2009, a tourist who was visiting Gainesville, Georgia
was shot and killed.
They were arrested for using a chicken, using a fork while eating chicken.
And then shot and killed because they were guilty. Yeah.
So, Calchip news is when you go into Gainesville, Georgia, be careful how you eat your chicken. Now, they may have rescinded this law since then, but, you know, now you know. I was going to say the rest of the story, but that's not me. That's for Phil Henry or whoever that guy's name.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. I don't know if this is going to happen, but Gas Man, do you have a sports report?
I do have a sports report.
Nice.
Let's change over to the Gas's sports report of the week.
I have a dream today.
A dream is sports all the time.
Yes.
In tennis, one of the greatest of all time, the great Roger Federer, the other RF, et cetera, yeah. Rich player. He called it a career after 20 years. He's like number two on the Grand Slam list, one of the greatest tennis players who ever lived. Roger Federer called it a career, one of the most humble, accomplished, and greatest tennis players ever. He called it a career. So congratulations, Roger Federer, in your retirement.
Yes.
College football. The great Florida State Seminoles are 3-0.
Oh, man. Amazing.
Over Louisville. Beat Louisville on a touchdown, and then at a last-second interception with 1 minute and 31 seconds left, they secured a 3-0 victory last night. Tonight we have the USF Bulls versus the Florida Gators. Supposed to spike on the mic part.
So,
there you go. Get something going. That's tonight at 7:30. The Gators versus.
I'm gonna watch that.
USF Bulls. I'm gonna watch it too.
All right, just jumping on your sports report. Who are you going for? Gators or USF?
A USF. I'm a Florida State guy. I can't pull for the Gators.
No, all right.
Get out of here. All right, Billy.
I am also rooting for USF for the same reason, but also because I went to USF.
Yes.
There you go.
And PW?
USF because both of my daughters went to USF.
And then the real reason we're here?
Which one are you for, Spike?
The University of Florida Fighting Gators.
Oh my God.
They're really good this year, and I think they're going to get together. They're going to pass that football. They're going to run with it. They're going to cross the goal line.
Oh man.
They're going to kick the ball.
Right. You got to get closer if you're going to get your nose up in there. Yeah.
They're going to kick the ball through the field goals and really make a show of it tonight.
Yes. All right. There we go. All right. Then. Okay. So thank you, Voice of Reason. Gas Man.
Yes, sir.
Is that the end of the?
Also, our Tampa Bay Buccaneers will go against the New Orleans Saints on the road on Sunday at 1:00 in the afternoon. Bucs are favored by 4 points. But I think the Bucs are going to pull this one out. They're going to do it. The Bucs beat the Dallas Cowboys last week.
With that being said, Billy, who are you pulling for?
The Bucs?
Right. Now, remember, who's the Saints quarterback? Jameis?
I don't care.
Yeah, Jameis Winston.
She hates Jameis Winston.
I'm not a fan of Jameis Winston.
No, she hates him.
And I am a huge Bucs fan. Right. Thank you very much.
PWs?
Very much the same. Totally rooting for the Bucs.
All right. Let's do this. Gas Man?
I'm a Florida State guy, so Jameis Winston delivered us our undefeated season, unconquered 16-0. Personal issues, I get why people don't like Jameis, and I get it. As a Florida State guy before, but against my Buccaneers, Jameis is going down. Screw that guy. Go Buck.
Okay, and the Voice of Rizion?
I think they're going to really move that pigskin around. And
who is they?
What's that?
Who are they?
The football players are going to play a heck of a game out there.
Yeah.
Okay, so who are you pulling for? I want the Saints.
I like pick a side.
I want the Saints to win.
Oh, there you go.
Now you got a chance. Now you got an answer.
Is that why you have a Saints hat on?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's it exactly. All right. So, Gas Man, thank you for that awesome sports report.
Oh, thank you for calling. Awesome. I appreciate it. Glad I could help. Thank you guys for having me.
There you go. All right. So now let's go ahead and continue the show with something I want to try new. We'll see how this works.
Okay.
Oh, God. I totally forgot what we called it. This is the game show where we're going to find out which one of the resistance fighters should have stayed in school. Which resistance fighter should have stayed in school?
That's it.
That's a great.
That would be me by a mile.
Do y'all hear this music?
No.
Nope.
Mm. Wonder what's that about.
All right, I thought I gave you this.
All right, I have music, but since we don't hear it, so we're going to play Who Should Have Stayed in School. Now, what I'm going to do is we're going to find out which resistance fighter shouldn't have stayed in school. And I'm going to ask you guys a series of questions. I'm going to read the questions, and I give you multiple choice answers.
Right.
If you want to answer, say your name.
You have to shout out your own name.
Now, your name, so that is basically your bell. So then I will know who gets to answer the question. And then we may give options to steal. All
I
right?
Set up my real name or my show name.
Whatever one you want. Say gas. Or whatever. All right.
Your slave name.
You guys got it? Are you ready?
Yes, man. Okay. All right. Right.
Here we go. Question number one. This restaurant chain took advantage of the free publicity following the seizure of the FBI of the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell's cell phone at one of their restaurant locations. Which restaurant was that? Was it Jack in the Box or was it Hardee's?
PW. Hardee's.
Ding, ding. It was Hardee's that took advantage of that. They tweeted out, now that you know we exist, you really should try our pillow biscuits.
Pillow biscuits.
Question number two. Broadway's Court Theater was renamed this week for this Oscar-nominated actor who narrated 19 episodes of 30 Rock from the Sun and was a voice, I didn't know this one, for Maggie Simpson's.
Gas Man. John Lithgow.
Anybody else want to steal?
No, that's correct.
It was James Earl Jones or Joe Piscopo. The answer is Joe Piscopo.
What was the question? What was the question again?
This Broadway Court Theater was renamed this week for this Oscar-nominated actor who has narrated 19 episodes of 30 Rock from the Sun. Was it James Earl Jones or Joe Pesci?
So, the show 30 Rock from the Sun?
Yeah.
Court Theater was renamed either James Earl Jones or Joe Pesci. And nobody has an answer for that one? Okay. Well, we'll go on to the next question. Question number three. On Monday, Mark David Chapman, was currently incarcerated for a murder of this person.
PW.
Yes, ma'am.
Mark David Chapman was currently incarcerated.
Billy.
I'm sorry. PW went first. PW?
He did.
For murdering John Lennon.
Ding, ding. PW got that one. And I know I screwed this up, but I'll get better, hopefully. Hopefully. Here's a question right here. Beginning the fall of 2013. I'm sorry. Shit. Excuse me. Dump that. Beginning the fall of 2023 semester, all students at this university in New Jersey whose parents make below $100,000 a year will be able to attend at no cost. The school is kicking in another $4,000 for books and personal expenses.
Billy. Princeton.
Ding, ding, ding. It is nice. Princeton. That is so true. All right. Another question. I don't know what number we're on. A team of chefs in Calisthenics, Sicily, Italy, broke the Guinness Book World Record for the largest cannoli with 21 meters filled with what? Ricotta cheese or egg custard?
Billy.
Ricotta cheese.
Yeah.
Ricotta cheese. All right, so right now. Maybe I should have stayed in school, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, Rotoli.
Go Gators.
I don't think there was any Rotoli cheese in that.
Yeah. Okay, so that gave it away then, huh? All right, so now we're at two. Billy has two. PW has two. Voice of Reason has a big zero. And Gasman has a big zero.
Oh, I thought he had one.
All right, so here's another question. Always Sunny in Philadelphia creator Rob McElhenney teamed up with this guy to film Billy.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is the answer. For some kind of colossal, was it colostomy? Public service announcement?
Yeah, colostomy. Yeah.
Colostomy? Yeah. Damn, dog, I can't talk.
Colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy.
Well, yeah. they own a soccer team together too, don't they?
They do. But they did just do an announcement promoting getting a colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy.
Yeah.
I can't get one for another 5 years.
And the you're forbidden?
You already had seven.
Pretty much. I have had seven.
All right. And this last question of the day. This restaurant did not bother running it past the idea of anyone they named in their promotion of NFL wide receivers. The 88 Club. This restaurant didn't bother running past the idea. Will anyone, when they rename their new promotions for NFL wide receivers, the 88 Club?
I didn't run it past who?
This restaurant didn't run it. This idea past anyone.
Anyone.
When they rename their new
what
promotion.
Restaurant? We're looking for the name of the restaurant.
Oh, the restaurants are Applebee's, Chipotle, or Dunkin' Donuts. This restaurant ran a new promotions with NFL wide receivers, naming it the 88 Club.
PW. Applebee's.
Would anyone else like to steal? It's either Chipotle or Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, no other.
Steve has his hand up. Steve, you have to speak.
Voice, you got to say your name.
You have to say your
name. Thank you. Gosh.
Say your name, because you haven't been picked yet.
Say your name.
You have to say your name.
Say my name.
Okay,
Burger King.
Okay, good job, but no. It was Chipotle's. I guess y'all didn't see the advertisement. They had the Dallas Cowboys. They had Drew Pearson, Michael Irvin, and the other guy that wore 88 for the Dallas Cowboys. They did some promotion by the 88 Club.
I knew that. Nobody cares about the Cowboys. Who would have thought that? Cowboys are terrible.
Well, with that inaugural, who should have stayed in school? The answer is the Voice of Reason, the Gas Man, and Spike. PW came in second, and Billy is the one who actually graduated from school. All right. So I want to try to do that. I'm doing this to increase what I like to call resistance fighters participation, sure, and try to increase my outdoor reading skills.
Outdoor reading skills. Yeah,
I need to work on that.
You're playing on my self-loathing. I scored high enough on my SATs to go to medical school and law school. I ended up being a jobber-ass truck driver. I could have been a retired doctor or lawyer 20 years ago.
Right. Voice of Reason.
Playing on my self-loathing. Like, thank you.
Thank you. Very good. Voice of Reason.
They taught us to raise our hand in school.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know.
But
Spike,
the instructions apparently at the Spike beginning gave of the instructions.
Some people just jump in and blurt the answer out.
Yeah, right. Just shout your name.
We
That's
said
all.
Our name, and then he called on us, and then we said the answer.
Yeah. So to reiterate the rules, I'm going to try to read the question, and then you need to shout out your name, which is your bell, so we'll know to recognize you.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
And Spike got mad at me earlier because I was going to yell Steve every time.
Yes. So Voice of Reason, why I was reading the questions, I didn't see the people on the screen. Did you have your hand raised?
He did the whole time.
Sometimes.
I knew most of those.
Yeah, he was raising his hand and waving. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you
did. Yes, man.
And I purposely didn't say anything, you know.
Okay, so right now, Billy is the only one who graduated from school.
That's it.
Shopping up on your knowledge, because who knows, there may be a giant prize at the end of this dang old thing.
Oh, gosh.
We need to do that. Yes, we need to, as I was telling W and the rest of the staff, we need to add some value to this because I'm trying to increase my outdoor reading voice, and I need you guys to, since we're using big A words and words of the day, we want to see if this knowledge is being absorbed into your craniums.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So now with that being said,
was just like school. I would raise my hand and the teacher would never call on me.
Well, because she said, shout out your name.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. Sorry about that. Oh, before we go, we have to do this last thing. It's like the joke of the day.
I've heard of that.
This, ladies and gentlemen, we try to do this every week, is to come up with a joke of the day, and I have one. This is my joke of the day. The other day, I saw a burglar breaking into his own house. I guess he was working from home.
That's the new trend, yeah.
That's the joke of the day. I like it. Yeah. And so with that being said, I think we should go around the room and ask the resistance fighters, what stuck with you today? I started with you, Gas Man. What stuck with you today?
Stuck with me that I need to do more sports research and give a better report.
No, you did great with that.
I think that was fabulous.
And also,
I'm fishing for compliments. You're going to get them.
I need to better on the joke of the day.
Definitely. You can use input on that because your sports also incorporated questions, which was a great one. We found out that you guys are fair weather friends. All right, Voice of Reason, what stuck with you today?
I've developed a new appreciation and sympathy for the spleenless.
Sure, yeah.
For the what?
The spleenless.
For the spleenless.
You want to explain that?
Oh,
people that have no spleen.
He meant no pancreas.
Yes, those without the pancreas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, was that your?
Oh, that's more serious than not having a spleen.
Oh, is that your attempt at joke of the day?
Okay, I like the joke of the day too. Yeah, breaking into his own house.
That was really working good. Working from home. PW, really, what stuck with you tonight?
All right, a bear goes into the bar, and he says to the bartender, "I'd like a whiskey and
butter?
Coke.
2.5 minutes.
And the and the bartender says, why the long pause? He said, I don't know. I was born with them.
Okay. I got it. And Miss Billy, hey, you know, that was a great idea, the PW, but you just did.
Yeah.
When we say what stuck with you, you should also throw in a joke.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
Billy, if you got one. Billy, what stuck with you today?
I don't have one. What stuck with me is that my dad is very, very punny.
Punny.
You take a bath and wash.
Thank you. Thank you.
He can wash under his arms, get rid of that pungent
smell. You didn't mean puny. You meant punny.
No, I meant punny.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
He doesn't understand. He thought I meant like stinky.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not pungent. Punny. Pungent.
Yeah.
Right. Oh.
Because he told a pun. His joke had a pun in it.
Yeah, but that joke was the same lines as this man, this African, walked into the bar with a parrot on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This black man walked to the bar with a parrot on his shoulder. And the bartender looked at the parrot and the man and said, where'd you get that ugly thing from? And the parrot said, over in Africa, there's tons of them over there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Man.
Do I know any parrots?
That joke has no bearing on Sunshine 96 points.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's right. Well, I mean, you know, it is what
normally white people tell that joke, don't they?
Yeah,
No.
I got a joke about a man and a horse walking into a bar.
Why the long face?
Yeah,
it's not about the face.
All right. We're getting close to the end, as you can see.
Okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this sounds like it is time for the Spike on the Mic, the award-deserving show, to end. And if there were some offensive words that were said,
none.
If there were some offensive commercials played,
we were hacked.
Know that we were hacked, and the views of the offensive commercials and jokes played do not represent the views and opinions of the one Spike on the Mic, the one P.W. Fenton, the one Billy Blee, the one and only Still Sleepy Gas Man, or the one Reason We're Here, Voice of Reason. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to improve on Who Should Stay in School. I will improve or try to improve on my outdoor reading voice.